The Ghost Note. There's a note at the end of the introduction to Melody Gardot's From Paris with Love, towards which the strings rise, climbing up, one step, two step, three, four. But the last note, the note you almost hear and would expect, doesn't come. If I'm right, it's F to F sharp, A sharp to C, and then a C sharp your mind hears or expects to hear that remains unclear. I don't know if you notice such things or think, hey, that sounds strange. Instead, when the last note comes sliding in, it's not a simple C, not C sharp, flat, but off in a way that makes your heart sink a little. We didn't reach it. We were close, about to be in that bright, predictable soundscape. Nope. It holds there, going back and forth. But then, the slow, melancholy shuffle of the song begins, and the poet tells her story. And the story is of love, the story is of longing, the way we reach and try. The song is not about success, not about happiness, achieving a goal, receiving the wish. It's about that note. It's about drink to life as if there is no end. It's about maybe one day I will see you, what's missing, what's possible, but still in the space of that note, not there. It's Faulkner saying to the artist, all of us fail to match our dreams of perfection, so I rate us on our splendid failure to do the impossible. It's Plato's realm of the forms, perfect chair, perfect justice, perfect love, but not in this world. Yet we have this note that points, this note that brings us close, this note that is not the note we expected or wanted, but the one we received, the blue note, the grace note. That's where the song lives. That's where the poem begins.